You probably have not heard of a man named Joseph Lee Haywood. He died on September 7, 1876, trying to prevent a bank robbery. But why did this man give his life when he could have allowed thieves to steal the money and simply leave the bank peacefully? His story, and that of a grateful town, is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
On September 7, 1876, the Jesse James Gang staged a holdup of the First Bank of Northfield, Minnesota. Joseph Lee Haywood told the gang the vault could not be opened because of a new time lock.
The vault did have a time lock on it. It had been installed, but they hadn't activated it yet. The vault was wide open. There was $15,000 in the vault that the gang could have gotten away with.
Hay Scriven says the thieves believed Haywood and two other employees.
They found on one of the gang members' bodies after they were shot, they found an article in the newspaper that said that a new time lock had been installed in the vault. So they believed him when they said, there's a time lock, you can't get in there. So that was another reason that they didn't try too hard to go in and see if the time lock would actually have been set.
But why would Joseph Lee Haywood lie and tell the gang the time lock had been set? Haywood was shot by the James gang as they left the bank. Why not let the gang take the money and save his life?
There was no FDIC. Back then, if that money was gone, it was gone. And Haywood knew everybody in town. The town only had about 2,000 people in it. So he knew what people's hopes and dreams were, what they were planning to save the money for. That's why he stood up to him and said, I wasn't going to let you push me around, and I wasn't going to let you take the money out.
The original vault and bank building remain, a testament to the heroism of the bank employees.
Because of what Haywood and Bunker and Wilcox did inside and the townspeople did, they weren't able to get away with anything but $26 and some change.
The defeat of Jesse James Days, held each year, remembers the event and includes bank robbery reenactments, a display that memorializes the townspeople who helped bring members of the gang to justice. Traveling the countryside in Northfield, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.